You're listening to the 300th episode of Women Worldwide. In this solo episode, I'm sharing three ways to help you step out of your comfort zone in 2021. So stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Wherever you are in this great big world, we just want to thank you and wish you happy holidays. We are here and we're so grateful for all of you who have helped to grow our network. Now, this is the time that I would introduce my special guest, but it's a solo episode today, and it's also our 300th episode. That's right. Who would have ever thought that my little podcast experiment would turn into something that has really been such a highlight of my career? And Women Worldwide was born out of wanting to try something new. And I was stepping out of my comfort zone. And that's the focus of today's episode. Stepping out of your comfort zone, which also means finding what is in your comfort zone, identifying your comfort zone so that you can stretch and move forward and grow. And that's kind of where my journey began. I was looking to reinvent through media. And at the same time, I also knew that there weren't a lot of women who were in podcasting. As a matter of fact, in 2013, I think only 13% of show hosts were women. So I took it upon myself to figure out, well, where do I feel comfortable when it comes to media? And I realized immediately that I loved radio interviews, not that I didn't like TV. TV was a lot of fun, but it made me nervous. But like everybody else, you know, you're being seen by so many people and you're on the spot and it's live. But when it came to radio, I felt like that is my comfort zone because I could have my notes around as I was taking a radio call and nobody could see me. It was just a lot more comforting. But when I thought about this podcasting journey, well, that reminded me of radio interviews and being on the radio because I could be sharing or I could be talking to somebody. And that was my comfort zone, even though it was new and I was expanding because it was a different type of technology. Now, of course, identifying my comfort zone as radio and audio, I was able to continue to push sort of outside of that zone by being a video podcaster. And that's what I'm doing today. So Women Worldwide is both audio and video. And that was more challenging for me. But it was that ability to identify my comfort zone that got me to, okay, I'll do the audio podcasting, then I'm going to do the video podcasting. And even just recently, and this isn't with Women Worldwide, but expanding a little bit further with myself, I was so nervous to do a live stream broadcast. I had never done one and managed it myself. My husband and I, we launched our children's book, A Whisper from Noel, and we did a live stream on StreamYard. And once again, I sort of was looking at video became my comfort zone, but live streaming pushing out. But it all starts, and I share with you, when somebody says to you, oh, you have to get out of your comfort zone, really what that it's a cue or a call for you to say, well, what is my comfort zone and identify and go from there. Now, the next thing that I did was to kind of figure out when I had my comfort zone, what did I love? What was the passion potential within my comfort zone that I wanted to expand? And it's interesting because finding out that I love the audio enabled me to then say, oh, podcasting is really in line with that. How can I go about this? This is a passion. Let me expand, which led me to the next step was to find out and experiment and learn about it. And that's why I went to friends and I asked them lots of questions and they were sharing their knowledge. I even, as an experiment, was just podcasting as a co-host of a show. I did that a couple of times and I went on more podcasts as a guest. And this really showed me my path. And the friends and colleagues who were sharing with me, they were honest. They said, you are going to have so much fun. And they were right. I had a great time, even just experimenting. And then when I actually launched my show, I loved it. They told me that if I had guests on my show, that I would be learning every time I spoke with somebody, which is absolutely true. So here I'm learning and growing and I'm the forever student. But they also told me, you know what? It's an investment and it takes time to coordinate the guests. It takes time to record with the guests, to follow up all the visuals and ways that you're sharing and to have a plan behind that. So I knew what I was getting into and I was able to really find the time and I had the belief in myself. And all of these steps led to something very interesting because in the beginning, it was about the comfort zone and maybe facing some fears to get out. But in essence, when I did it and I keep growing with it, it didn't feel like I had to face a fear. It was just something very natural. So maybe it's the process. Try the 1, 2, 3, identify the comfort zone, and then find within the comfort zone that passion, the potential to expand, and then ask around and really get some good advice and experiment. And by the time you do that, you won't have fear. You're not going to be worried about stepping out of your comfort zone. It will definitely be much more natural. Well, friends, I just want to thank you again for being such wonderful supporters of Women Worldwide, for sharing the episodes of the guests who are so inspiring and they're always willing to share their challenges and offer advice. And thank you for telling us how you're doing and feeling. Please continue doing that in 2021. I also want to thank my team. I would not be able to have a show called Women Worldwide and 300 episodes if it was not for the Pro Podcasting Solutions team, if it wasn't for my own team of people who are out there coordinating and managing and creating all of the assets. And it takes a lot to get this show to go out every week. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And just to let all of you know, we're taking 2 weeks off. That's right. Women Worldwide will be officially on holiday for 2 weeks, but we will be back in January on January 8th with a new episode for the new year. And maybe many of you are looking forward to saying goodbye to 2020 and all of the challenges and moving forward in 2021. I'm wishing you good health, happiness, and prosperity. So from all of us to you, happy holidays and a happy new year. And we'll see you in 2021. Thanks, friends.